The word today is fortress. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. When we are pursued by an enemy or fleeing for safety, Psalm 46 states, God is our refuge and strength. The Lord has given the believer a family of faith for the benefit of marriage and children, and also the body of Christ, the church, for our protection in times of need. A Christian family and fellowship with other believers is a vital part of our relationship to Jesus. Here with more on this important topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Fortress.
We're talking about some of the great things of being a Christian, of knowing Jesus Christ. And last time I was with you, I talked about the fact that baptism is this wonderful adoption by God of ourselves into His family, and it gives us an incredible inheritance of resurrection from the dead and a glorified body and life everlasting in God's presence. And today I'm going to talk about the wonderful gift of the family of God, the church. I hope that in your earthly family, the family you grew up in, I hope that you can count your brothers and sisters and parents, if they're still alive, your extended relatives, as friends of Jesus. If you are alone in your faith in Jesus, I hope that you have the joy that someday others in your blood family may come to faith in Jesus. And that would be such a wonderful thing, such a joyful thing, to be able to share salvation and our hope in Christ with the other members of our earthly family. God has also given us a spiritual family, the church. And I remember Jesus when His mother and brothers and sisters were coming to take Him home because He was doing such incredible things and saying such amazing things that they were concerned and they were going to pull Him out of public. And He said to the crowd, "Who is my mother and my brother and my sister? Those who hear the word of God and keep it are my mother and brother and sister." And so Jesus considered the faith bonds that are found in the Christian church, in those who follow Him and are a family in His name, He considered that even more important than our blood connections. And you can understand why, because our bloodline does not save us for eternity. It doesn't get us resurrection from the dead. It doesn't matter what family you were born into. This will not help you overcome the problem of sin and death. It's only as you're related to Jesus Christ and have given your heart and mind to Him as your Lord, as your Master, as your Savior, that's the only way to get past your sins and death. And I hope that you have made that commitment, that you have listened to the call of Jesus in order to come to Him for salvation. We have a lot of opposition, a lot of struggle in this life because of sin, and many times the culture we're in also opposes us as Christians. And one of the great things about Christianity is the family that God gives us, the church. I was preaching a while back on Psalm 46, and it starts out, "God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble." A refuge is a place you go to when you're under assault, when you're under attack. And many Christians who are listening to our program are persecuted, are under attack by the world, individuals that dislike or even hate Christians. And my heart goes out to my brothers and sisters in places around the world where there are those that are coming into their villages and attacking them or burning down their homes and chasing them away. It is truly severe persecution that many of our Christians are facing. And I hope that God strengthens you through all of that and protects you through this. But our ultimate hope is not just to have an easy life and to get away from danger. Our ultimate hope is to spend eternity with God in Christ and to remain faithful to Jesus in all things. And that's one of the ways that the Christian family supports us and strengthens us, is because we are there for each other. We encourage one another. We help one another and support one another. The home life family that you have, if you are all Christian, is like one tower in a fortress. And the family of God, the church, friends, and other believers that you have is another tower. And this refuge that we have, this fortress, is for our protection, so that we can go to our family members in our bloodline, or we can go to our Christian family in faith and find help and strength and encouragement. And God has given this to us as one of the beautiful gifts that come with becoming a Christian. God is the creator of the family in a very literal sense, because he created us male and female, as is recorded in the book of Genesis. And in Colossians 3, what I was referring to earlier, it says, "Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged." Notice that everyone has a role in this relationship. Some Christians shy away from discussing this talk about wives submitting to their husbands. This is not domination. This is not the husband lording it over his wife. This is simply that God has called men to be the head of the household, and they need to take responsibility and leadership for the welfare of their family. The wife is to work with the husband, and the husband is supposed to show consideration and listen to his wife and work into his thinking her advice, her counsel. This is what it means when it says, "Husbands, love your wives." It doesn't mean dominating them. It doesn't mean making them do what you think. When this all works properly, each one has a different role, but it is very tender. It is very loving. It is coordinated, and it is a blessing, especially to the children. The children see that the wife is considerate and the husband is respecting the wife. There's not arguing and fighting. There's not fighting for leadership and control. It's very peaceful and very tender. This is the way a Christian family is supposed to operate. It's very similar to, in fact, I think the illustration is used, that Christ is the head and we are his body. We are to submit to Christ in all things. And just as Christ sacrificed himself for us, I think this is discussed in Ephesians chapter 5, so also the husband is to sacrifice himself and to give of himself for the sake of his wife. It's a very beautiful thing. And then the children are to learn respect and obedience. Now, this is talking about when they are younger, before they become adult and go off on their own and make their own home. In a world that has so many things confused, there are many people today who are confused about gender. Many people who do not care to support the traditional family. But this is the best unit, the best organization for raising children in the world today. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a Christian. Sociologists have shown that this is the most stable, this is the best structure for raising a child, is a man and a woman in a stable marriage. This is a most blessed union. This is a most blessed home, and it can be wonderful for you. Praise God if you grew up in a stable Christian home and had mother and father. Now, this doesn't mean they're perfect. We're all human and sinners. But if you had a stable home, thank the Lord and praise Him for that wonderful gift. If you didn't have a stable home, if you only had a mother or a father looking after you, and they were in the Lord, you're very blessed to have had a Christian parent. If you did not have Christian parents and you long for community and fellowship, come to the church. Come to the family of God. Be received and make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior and find the family that you did not have. There are so many kind and considerate people. There are older men that would love to mentor and train up young boys. And there are wonderful older ladies who would want to show themselves as a role model and encourage the young girls. You can have your Christian family, and it's like a fortress. It's like a place to be safe in a world that is attacking us. So many times, the wicked and the evil are trying to destroy us. One of your greatest blessings in Jesus is the family that He gives you, whether it is your blood family in Lord Jesus or whether it is the Christian fellowship. And I know some of you don't have either of those immediate to you. That is why we want to be your family on the Word today also, to encourage you and help you and exhort you in the Lord. Give thanks for the friends, the family members, the people that God has put around you. And I hope your Christian family grows so it can be safe, so you can be encouraged and exhorted, so that you can come together with others in the family of God. May this be a blessing to you, and may you find the people that love you and that can share faith with you in Jesus Christ. It is a wonderful gift that God has given us for our protection, for our maturing. May God bless you and grant you good fellowship, good family in which to grow and share your faith in Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.